Now, you chucked a poll up on our Facebook, on our Zinc Facebook page. Jump on and get involved, because I asked you yesterday, I said, don't tell me the answer, tell me tomorrow. Do you shower at night or in the morning? So quickly answer that.
Okay, I shower at night.
You shower at night?
Shower at night.
Okay.
Only because it's something that when I started dating my now wife, see, I was always a morning showerer. Okay. And I just went straight to bed. But see, when you're on your own, didn't matter. But of course, when you move into the relationship dynamic, things change. And so now I'm a shower at night. And I can see the logic of doing that. You're getting rid of the day sweat and stuff. But I'm thinking, is it really that necessary? We're in drought at the moment.
Yes.
We need to conserve water as much as possible. So
you're thinking not showering at all?
Well, couldn't you use a damp cloth or a sponge? Wipe it over yourself?
No.
If you really are that smelly?
No. Well, my friend Flo, she messaged me yesterday.
Okay.
Names may have been changed. She messaged me.
Low flow.
And this is what she said. She goes, well, she made her partner Scott sleep on the couch the night before because he refused to shower after a day at the beach. Okay. So
hang on.
Well, he's justifying it because he's saying that he had a shower. He claims he had a shower.
Well, he would have had coming out of the water.
Yeah. So that's what he said. That's his justification. He said, I had a shower at the beach. But she's saying, Flo's saying, you know, you've been swimming in the seaweed ocean and sweating after that. So she made him sleep on the couch.
You know, there's some body lotion that actually smells like seaweed in the ocean. So it actually gives you that you know, aroma that he's brought in naturally. What's wrong with this, Flo?
Okay, so you're saying it's fine if he's showered at the beach. That's enough to wash it off.
That's fine.
Okay.
Because you've been on the sand, you've been rolling through the surf, that's scoured your body. Don't you realise how rough sand is on your skin? That's actually like a cleanser.
Yeah. Look, I have to say, and I'm sorry, Flo, if she's listening, I actually agree with you.
What?
Well, I agree. If you have a swim in the ocean and then you wash it off, like I think, well, the salt's killed everything. Mind you, you're not sort of in there having a scrub of all your bits when you're in the salty water, usually, are you? It might look a bit weird and gross.
Yeah, you might get thrown off the beach.
Yeah.
That's the case.
But I think if you've showered off after you've been for a swim, that's okay. But I definitely, when it comes to showering night or morning, I was always like you, definitely shower 100% every night. Didn't matter if I'd been at a nightclub and I was back at 3 o'clock in the morning, I would always have a shower. And that all changed when I started Breakfast Radio. Now I'm all over the shop. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
Are you saying sometimes you're in here without having
without showering in the morning?
Yeah.
I showered this morning.
Right.
But sometimes, I would come into work. If I've showered at night, I don't necessarily shower in the morning.
Well, it depends if you sweat during the night, if it's hot. And that's the trouble with this part of the world is you tend to perspire at night and you can wake up in a cold sweat that needs to be removed before you get some clothes on.
What are you thinking about? I think we need to put this out to the Zinc family before you answer that question.
What are you talking about?
Age-old question, do you shower at night or in the morning?
Well, I'm a tradie who's outside in the sun all day, so I like to shower at night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't be able to sleep, would you?
What about a cold cold sponge if you couldn't get access to water? Would that work for you?
Mate, I'll find a freaking tap.
I like that idea. No, good on you, Colin. Sharon, what say you?
Well, I'm both.
Okay, so every day you shower morning and night?
Yeah, I can't go to sleep if I haven't washed the day off, and then I have a shower to wake up, cold shower in the morning to wake up.
You know we've got a drought,
cold
Sharon.
Shower.
Doesn't take long. We're on tank water.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're exactly right, Sharon. It doesn't take long. You can just whip in and splash that cold water on you. It's very good for you.
And wash off. Yeah, doesn't take long.
You keep stressing that, I know. Good morning, Bob. What do you feel? Do you shower in the morning and do it at night?
No, I prefer to do it at night, mate.
And why is that, Bob? You got to get that.
Yeah, well, the reason being, mate, during the day. Now, I'm a handyman, sort of poke around, do little odd jobs here and there. Now, I mean, I sweat like heavens all day. I'm a bad sweater, profuse sweater, and I'd have a shower at night.
Yep.
But then I've got a fan in the room. I just have it on low at night. But if you have a real stinking hot night where you're sweating at night, I'll have a quick shower in the morning as well.
I reckon.
But I mean.
There's a lot of people like you, Bob.
Yeah, I love him. Finally, Lee and Nambour, have the final say. What do you reckon, shower in the morning or night?
Oh, shower at night time? Absolutely would not allow my husband or whatever in my bed without having a shower at night. You've been worked. Well, for starters, he's a diesel fitter. Can you imagine what he looks like and smells like?
Oh, my goodness. You wouldn't want to be lighting up a smoke in bed next to him, would you?
No, that's right.
After some afternoon delight, move on.
I was just going to say, you're safe. I would never light up a cigarette. That never goes that way. That's meant for sleeping, huh?
Yeah, good on you, Lee. At least you're making it real. Thank you so much for getting involved with that quick poll. Everyone has a chance at that Gympie RSL $50 voucher, which we'll award just before 9 o'clock this morning.
Yes, they do. And thank you to all the Zinc family, as you said, Bilks, that jumped on and have weighed in on this debate. What about this one? Chris Mankin said, twice a day since they invented water.
Chrissy, always both, sometimes more. I keep stressing there's a drought on people, okay? There's a drought.
Yes, true. Well, Holly Atkinson said both if I'm not paying the water bill. Lots of people did say both, though. I would say
not
there's...
not coming to my place.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have weighed in and said both. What about this one? Jason Nugent, he said, yuck. Imagine going to bed dirty and sleeping in your own dirt and sweat night after night. Always before, and if I'm holidaying both because I don't have to worry about tank water.
You know, animals love their own smell. In fact, when you bath them, they actually go, you know, a dog, he'll rub himself back in the dirt again to get his original smell back. So we've just conditioned ourselves in society. We've got to be smelling pretty all the time with body wash and deodorant. Maybe sometimes it's good to have the natural musk.
No, I'm not with you.